Chapter 61. 14 James Bridges, Paymaster General, and afterwards Duke of Chandos, see Letter 3, Note 31. 15 Thomas Foley, M.P.P. for Worcestershire, was created Baron Foley in December 1711, and died in 1733. 16 C. 25th April, 1711 and Letter 20, Note 3. 17 C. Letter 19, Note 3. 18 Charles Durring, second son of Sir Edward Durring, Bart. M. P. for Kent, was auditor of the Exchequer in Ireland, and M. P. P. for Carlingford. 19 C. Letter 11, Note 44. 20 C. Letter 17, Note 4. 21 A Whig paper, for the most part by Mainwaring and Old Mixon, in opposition to the Examiner. It appeared weekly from October 1710 to August 1711. 22 C. Letter 17, Note 22. 23 C. Spectator, number 50 by Addison. 24 In all probability a mistake for Esley, see Letter 1, Note 12. Letter 22. 1 Lord Paisley, see Letter 17, Note 7. 2 See Letter 11, Note 5. 3 Sir Evenden Walker. The midwife was Sir Chamberlain Walker, his younger brother. The Eckerd expedition against Quebec conveyed upwards of 5,000 soldiers, under the command of General John Hill, see Letter 10, Note 2, but owing to the want of due preparations and the severe weather encountered, the fleet was compelled to return to England without accomplishing anything. 4 Robert Freind, elder brother of John Freind, M. D.D., see Letter 9, Note 1, became headmaster of Westminster School in 1711, and held the appointment until 1733. He was rector of Whitney, and afterwards canon of Windsor, prebendary of Westminster, and canon of Christ Church. He died in 1751, aged 84. 5 Christopher Musgrove was clerk of the Ordnance. 6 Atterbury's wife, Catherine Osborne, has been described as the inspiration of his youth, and the solace of his riper years. 7 The original Chelsea Bunhouse, in Jews Row, was pulled down in 1839. Sir R. Phillips, writing in 1817, said, "Those buns have afforded a competency, and even wealth, to 4 generations of the same family, and it is singular that their delicate flavor, lightness, and richness have never been successfully imitated." 8 See Letter 8, Note 22. King wrote to Swift, May 15, 1711, "The death of the Earl of Rochester is a great blow to all good men, and even his enemies cannot but do justice to his character. What influence it will have on public affairs, God only knows." 9 See Letter 11, Note 11. 10 See Letter 17, Note 6. 11 See Letter 18, Note 4. 12 See Letter 20, Note 13. 13 Swift's curate at Lerwicker. 14 Queen Anne was the last sovereign who exercised the supposed royal gift of healing by touch. Dr. Johnson was touched by her, but without effect. 15 Richard Thornhill was tried at the Old Bailey on May 18, 1711 for the murder of Sir Cholmondeley Durring, M. P.P. for Kent, and found guilty of manslaughter only, but he was shortly afterwards assassinated, see Journal for August 21, 1711. Spectator, number 84. The quarrel began on April 27th, when they fell to blows, and Thornhill being knocked down, had some teeth struck out by Sir C. Durring stamping on him. The spectators then interfered, and Durring expressed himself as ready to beg pardon, but Thornhill, not thinking this was sufficient satisfaction, gave Durring the lie, and on May 9th sent him a challenge. 16 Tothill Fields, Westminster, was a favorite place for duels in the 17th century. 17 See Letter 13, Note 17. 18 Benjamin Burton, a Dublin banker, and brother-in-law of Swift's friend Stratford, see Letter 3, Note 22. Swift says he hated this ogre. Letter 23. 1 The day on which the club met. See Letter from Swift to St. John, May 11, 1711. 2 Henry Barry, 4th Lord Barry of Sandry, 1680-1734, was an Irish Privy Councillor and Governor of Derry. In 1702 he married Bridget, daughter of Sir Thomas Domville, Bart. And in an undated letter about 1735, to Lady Sandry Swift, spoke of his esteem for her, although I had hardly the least acquaintance with your lord, nor was at all desirous to cultivate it, because I did not at all approve of his conduct. Lord Sandry's only son and heir, who was born in 1710, was condemned to death for the murder of a footman in 1739, when the barony became extinct by forfeiture. C.B. W. Adams, History of Sandry. 3. Probably Captain Cammock, of the Speedwell, of 28 guns and 125 men, Luttrell, Vi. 331, who met on July 13, 1708 off Scotland, two French privateers, one of 16, the other of 18 guns, and fought them several hours. The first privateer got off, much shattered. The other was brought into Carrickfergus. 4. See letter 7, note 21. 5. See letter 13, note 10. 6. This valuable pamphlet is signed, .gg, and is believed to be by John Gay. 7. Edmund Curl's collection of Swift's miscellanies, published in 1711, was an expansion of a pamphlet of 1710, a meditation upon a broomstick, and somewhat beside, of the same authors. 8. And this passage DD signifies both Dingley and Stella Dean Swift. 9. Sir Henry Craik's reading. The old editions have, it would do. DD goes as well as Presto, which is obviously corrupt. 10. CF. Journal, June 17, 1712. 11. CF. Oh, old doings, see letter 9, note 19. 12. See letter 17, note 11. 13. Rymer's Fadira, in 3 volumes, which Swift obtained for Trinity College, Dublin. 14. See letter 6, note 43, and 9 February 1710-11. 15. Stephen College, the Protestant joiner, was hanged in 1681. He had published attacks on the Roman Catholics, and had advocated resistance to Charles II. 16. See letter 3, note 39. 17. Mitford Crowe was appointed governor of Barbados in 1706, and before his departure for that island went to Spain, to settle the accounts of our army there, of which he is paymaster. Luttrell, Vi. 104, in 1710 charges of bribery brought against him by merchants, were inquired into by the Privy Council, but he seems to have cleared himself, for in June 1711 Swift speaks of him as governor of Jamaica. He died in 1719. 18. See letter 8, note 21. 19. Swift's uncle Adam Ivedan died in Ireland, and left no son. Another daughter of his became Mrs. Whiteway. 20. William Lowndes, M.P.P., secretary to the Treasury, whom Walpole called as able and honest a servant as ever the crown had. 21. The Lord Treasurer's staff. Since the dismissal of Godolphin, the treasurership had been held in commission. 22. As I hope to be saved. 23. Stella's maid. 24. See letter from King to Swift, May 15, 1711. Alderman Constantine, a high churchman, indignant at being passed over by a junior in the contest for the mayoralty, brought the matter before the council board, and produced an old bylaw by which aldermen, according to their ancientry, were required to keep their mayoralty. King took the side of the city, but the majority was for the bylaw, and disapproved of the election. Whereupon the citizens repealed the bylaw and re-elected the same alderman as before. Letter 24. 1. The Lord Treasurer's staff. 2. Swift's idle parson cousin, the resident chaplain at Moor Park. He pretended to have had some part in the tale of a tub, and Swift always professed great contempt for him. Thomas Swift was son of an Oxford uncle of Swift's, of the same name, and was at school and college with Swift. He became rector of Puttenham, Surrey, and died in 1752, aged 87. 3. The Duke of Ormond's daughter, Lady Mary Butler, see letter 7, notes 2 and 3. 4. Thomas Harley, the Lord Treasurer's cousin, was secretary to the Treasury. 5. Lord Oxford's daughter Elizabeth married, in 1712, the Marquis of Carmarthen. 6. Henry Tennyson, M.P.P. for County Louth, was one of the commissioners of the revenue in Ireland from 1704 until his death in 1709. Luttrell, V.381 v. 523. Probably he was related to Dr. Tennyson, Bishop of Meath, who died in 1705. 7. Anne Finch, died 1720, daughter of Sir William Kingsmill, and wife of Enoch Finch, who became 4th Earl of Winchelsea in 1712. Lady Winchelsea published a volume of poems in 1713, and was a friend of Pope Andrew. Wordsworth recognized the advance in the growth of attention to external nature shown in her writings. 8. See letter 23, note 24, and letter 30, note 13. 9. This was a mistake. Charles Hickman, D.D., Bishop of Derry, died in November 1713. 10. His words in italics are written in a large round hand. Dean Swift, italics replaced by capitals for the transcription of this text. 11. His entry is interlined in the original. Dean Swift. 12. Colonel James Graham, 1649-1730, held various offices under James II, and was granted a lease of a lodge in Bagshot Park. Like his brother, Viscount Preston, he was suspected of treasonable practices in 1691, and he was arrested in 1692 and 1696. Under Queen Anne and George I, Colonel Graham was M.P.P. for Appleby and Westmoreland. 13. Mr. Leslie Stephen has pointed out that this is the name of an inn, now the Jolly Farmer, near Frimley, on the hill between Bagshot and Farnborough. This inn is still called the Golden Farmer on the ordnance map. 14. Oli is probably a misreading for Allah, a form often used by Swift for era, and Igarkic may be Ilgarlic, a poor creature, in Swift's Idle language, cf. 20th October. 1711. 15. See letter 14, note 14. 16. Probably a misprint for Erdy. This Mr. Bertie may have been the Hon. James Bertie, second son of the first Earl of Abingdon, and M.P.P. for Middlesex. 17. Evelyn Pierrepont, 5th Earl of Kingston, was made Marquis of Dorchester in 1706. He became Duke of Kingston upon Hull in 1715, and died in 1726. Lady Mary Wortley Montagu was his daughter. 18. See letter 12, note 22. 19. Sir Thomas Thynne, 1st Viscount Weymouth, who died in 1714 aged 70-4, married Frances, daughter of Enoch Finch, 2nd Earl of Winchelsea. 20. See letter 7, note 31. 21. Swift is referring to St. John's defense of bridges, see letter 21, note 14. 22. He does not mean smoking, which he never practiced, but snuffing up cut dash and dry tobacco, which sometimes was just colored with Spanish snuff, and this he used all his life, but would not own that he took snuff. Dean Swift. 23. Beaumont, see letter 1, note 2. 24. Sir Alexander Cairns, M. P.P. for Monaghan, a banker, was created a baronet in 1706, and died in 1732. 25. See letter 6, note 44, and letter 17, note 4. 26. Isaac Manley, see letter 3, note 3. 27. Sir Thomas Frankland. 28. See letter 5, note 8. 29. Hockley in the Hole, Clerkenwell, a place of public diversion, was famous for its bear and bull baitings. 30. Sir William Seymour, second son of Sir Edward Seymour, Bart. of Barry Pomeroy, retired from the army in 1717, and died in 1728. Dalton's army lists, he was wounded at Landen and Vigo, and saw much service between his appointment as a captain of Fusiliers in 1686, and his promotion to the rank of lieutenant general in 1707. 31 no. 45. 32 ND now I conceive the main design I had in writing these papers is fully executed. A great majority of the nation is at length thoroughly convinced that the Queen proceeded with the highest wisdom in changing her ministry and Parliament Examiner, number 45. 33 Edward Harley, see letter 13, note 17. 34 see letter 24, note 2. 35 Tom Ashe was an elder brother of the Bishop of Clare. He had an estate of more than £1,000 a year in County Meath, and Nichols describes him as of droll appearance, thick and short in person. Facetious, pleasant companion, but the most eternal and wearied punster that ever lived. 36 Then Joseph Beaumont, the son, was at this time an old man, whose gray locks were venerable. Yet his father lived until about 1719, Dean Swift. Letter 25. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.